Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green comments for today, Tuesday, June 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 9 cents at 662, September wheat up 22 and a quarter cents at 939 and three quarters, and November beans up 16 and a half cents, 1449 and a quarter. Higher overnight, a little bit of short covering in here, plus the fact that the crop ratings took a little bit of a hit, 3 percentage points in corn and beans. Still, I think the crops are in pretty good shape for the most part out here. The weather looks pretty decent. Pretty normal temperatures with the exception of Nebraska. They're going to have a few days, 95 to 97 degrees, very little rain. So right now they're the tough spot. But, you know, most of western Nebraska is irrigated, so I don't know if it'll make a whole lot of difference out here. But the rest of the country looks like in pretty good shape. Supposed to get rains in the Midwest on Friday, and then south, like into Kansas and Missouri in that area, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we've got some rains out there, moderate temperatures. We really don't see much of a problem for the time being. Egypt is looking for wheat out there. I doubt the U.S. will get any of that business. The dollar's back up 44 ticks here at 104.15, so I think that puts a little bit of damper on that. We've got crude oil up $1.45 a barrel right now. We're about 72 cents off the highs. The bean oil was strong, up a full penny overnight, which was the main strength of the beans. The oil, or the meal rather, actually finished about steady. You know, moving forward here, we've got obviously the report on Thursday. The way this market is acting to me is that the bean number is going to be friendly, corn's going to be bearish, and the wheat stocks may be a little bit friendly out here. So there's some rumblings around that the bean acres is going to be pretty low and that corn acres are going to see a pretty good bump here. And, you know, is that built into the market already? It's hard to say, but I think if, you know, the beans come in with more than a million acre reduction, we'll see a rally in the beans because we've had a pretty good break in this market. So a rally certainly wouldn't be unwarranted. We don't see much news out of Ukraine except that, you know, the bombing campaign continues. They're not going to open up their ports anytime soon. So I think that's, you know, the bottom line there. The Ukrainians will get grain out via truck and rail, but not through the ports. So there is some movement out there. There's been a bigger push to try to get Russia to do something about the ports, but I don't think they're going to cooperate for any reason out here. I don't think they can make the west of the world can make a compelling enough statement to see us get that wheat out of the ports. So, you know, overall, I think it's going to be a little bit of short covering here today. We've given a pretty good break into these markets and a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday for most of these markets out here today. So, you know, the beans are the ones I think that have the best potential to move higher here. Plantings on the soybeans were 98% versus 97, so we're all caught up there. Winter wheat remained 30% good to excellent, unchanged. Spring wheat unchanged at 59% good to excellent. So we really don't see too many major problems out here for the time being. The wheat harvest is going bank gangbusters. It's 41% complete versus 35. So there could be some more harvest pressure on a higher opening here today in the wheat market. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.